Is that it now, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, now the camera should be facing me?
Yes. Make sure you go sit back a bit so we can see your face in the camera. That's it, stop. Press 5 on the card oxygen, let's go.
Now?
You press 5 on the card oxygen?
I pressed 5 twice, is that no good?
It should be okay, yeah. I'll ring up. It's okay, fine, just go for it.
Right, okay.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah. Ramosha Feldman. Yudalad Ir Pesach Sheni. Tov Shein Pei. Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Emma. And my topic will be Be'ezras Hashem. Three things. Pesach Sheni. Sedra Emma. And a little bit about V.E. Day. Pesach Sheni. An amazing thing about Pesach Sheni. The Torah tells us that there were people who were Tomei, and Shehoyu Tomeim, they were Tomei, the Nefesh Odom, they were Tomei, and they weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach on Yud Dalad Nissan. And they came to Moshe and Aaron with a complaint. Anachnu Tomeim, the Nefesh Odom, we are Tomei, Lomo Nigora. Why should we be left out? Why should we be deprived of doing the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? And this is an amazing thing, because if you think about it, somebody who is Tomei, somebody who is unable to do a mitzvah, that's it.
Okay? All right, I see you. Good. Thanks for ringing.
Honey, can you mute your thing?
It's the Torah way every morning. But they're setting it up. It's on, but it's on Zoom.
Who's the controller? You can mute everybody.
Mark?
Johnny, put your thing on mute so we can hear all your conversations.
Oh, there we are.
That's it.
Alright, okay. Right, so it's very, very strange that these people should say Lomo Nigora, why should we be left out? Obviously, if you can't do a mitzvah, if you're Tomei, so you can't do it. There are many, many cases where a person's an oinus and a person is unable to do a mitzvah, so that's it. Because of that, because they said Lomo Nigora, so therefore they were able to have this amazing mitzvah that on the 14th of Iyar, which that day itself has got nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, other than happening to be the 29th day after we begin counting the Omer, why should it be that these people should be Zoicha, that through them the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Pesach Sheni, should be initiated? But the answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew there was going to be a Pesach Sheni. There was going to be a second chance to do Korban Pesach for those people who were Tomei. The zchus of having Pesach Sheni came about through Rabbi those... Thurman. Sorry?
Rabbi Thurman, you didn't do the Kol Oshin number. Didn't go through. Can you please ring it again?
Right, okay.
Just dial 0208.
0208.
No, sorry. Do the same one as last time.
Right.
Tell you what it is.
0203 637 6000.
Yes.
Right.
And then wait till it rings. Wait till it says to you to put an ID code.
I'll do it again, because it says the number you've used is not in use. So...
Do 0203, try again. 0203.
Yeah.
637.
Yeah.
6000.
Yeah.
Wait till it rings.
Yeah. I think it's because I pressed 5 twice, that's why. Right. Okay.
Wait again. But again, you have to write 333 again.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's 5-1.
No, try. It says try again.
Sometimes it doesn't connect. It's not your fault, believe me.
Oh, 203. 0203 637.
Anthony?
Yeah?
He has to press the meeting opens, has to press that. He lets everyone in. He's not letting anyone in. He has to press the right button.
Well, how do you do that?
As well. I don't know. He said the meeting host will let you in soon. People can't get in.
Tell him to get his bike onto it.
I've let them all in.
Oh, we're in people.
Right.
Thank you.
No, everybody's coming in now.
Yeah.
That's better. Okay.
6-0-3-3. Oh, we're in. Right, okay. I'm going to press 5 now,
Silver. Yeah, press 5 now.
Yeah, I've done it. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Let's go.
Right, okay. Should I start again or just carry on?
Just do it very quickly what you said then.
Right, okay, so...
Without the introduction.
Right, so we just asked a question. Why is it that these people said Lomoni Gora, why are we deprived from bringing carbon pacer, when surely it's obvious that if they were Tomei, they can't bring carbon pacer. The fact is that these people came along and these people said, Lomoni Gora, why are we deprived? It means that they were so upset at not being able to do the mitzvah of carbon pacer, even though they knew that it was actually impossible for them to do so. There was no way they were able to bring carbon pacer because they were Tomei. It was like an outburst from inside them. Lomoni Gora, why should we be deprived? We want to do the mitzvah, why can't we do it? In the zchus of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that a month later, which as we said has got nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, a random day, so to speak, nothing is random, but 14th of Iyar, 29 days after coming out of Mitzrayim, since the second day after coming out of Mitzrayim. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that it's because of these people who said, Lomoni Gora, why should we be deprived? Such an outburst of feeling that they're missing a mitzvah, that shows, that's why the Eibushter said, right, I'm giving you a second chance now. I'm giving you a chance to do the mitzvah when through no fault of your own, you were unable to do the mitzvah the first time. So we see from here that sometimes we have to just, even though we know there's nothing we can do about it, but just to be able to outburst, to give an outburst from inside us, and to say, Lomoni Gora, why are we deprived? That alone will cause the Eibushter to revert the whole situation. Likewise, maybe we should suggest in our situation today, when we're unable to go to shul and we're unable to go to the Beis HaMedrash, maybe we should all say today on Pesach Sheni, Lomoni Gora, why should we be deprived? We know it's not our fault. We know this is the situation that the Eibushter put into the world, that we can't go to shul and we can't go to the Beis HaMedrash. But at least it should be a chance for us to outpour from our hearts and to say, Lomoni Gora, why are we left out? through this, the Abishter will listen to our pleas, listen to our outbursts from our very, the innermost of our soul. And the Abishter will say, right, you are saying Lomondi Gora, I will bring you back to your shuls, I will bring you back to the base of Medrash, I'll bring you back to your schools. In this way, at least we've said Lomondi Gora, and we'll be zeicher to a second chance, which is an amazing lesson, not just for Pesach, not just for Pesach Sheni, but an amazing lesson for the whole year, that a person can not just allow a situation just to stay as it is without pouring out our heart. Likewise, we can say when a person realizes that it's the Eibishter who is not yet ready to build the Beis HaMikdash for us, not yet ready to return us to Yerushalayim, not yet ready to return us to Malchus Beis David, but nevertheless, this does not stop us in Shemayin Esra from saying Lomoni Gora, from pouring our heart and saying, I know it's not yet time, but v'Yerushalayim Ilechol Barachem in Toshuv, why should we be left out of Yerushalayim? Es Tzemach David, why should we be left out of Malchus Beis David? And finally, v'Hoshev Es HaAvodah L'Dvir Beis Echo, why should we be left out? If the Eibishter sees the Lomoni Gora, the outpouring of our heart, what our true yearning is, what our true wishes are, then the Eibishter will do the same resolve that he did with the people in the Midbar with Pesach Sheni. And when they weren't able to bring Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, Hashem, even though we have a posuk Me'uvos Lo Yuchal Lisgoin, that something that's crooked cannot be made straight, and something that's missing cannot be rectified. But here the situation is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, when I see the outpouring of your heart, I'll give you a second chance. I'll be able to say, right, this is the chance I'm giving you to be able to do the mitzvah which you've yearned to do so much. Likewise with our shul, likewise with our Beis HaMedrash, likewise with Yerushalayim, Malchus Beis David, and the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. That was the thought I had about Pesach Sheni, the beginning part. Two things. A, it came about through those people who said Lomoni Gora. And secondly, the idea of giving us a second chance. I'm giving you a chance once again. Don't think all is lost. A person never says, I'm in a situation now where all is lost. There's nothing I can do about it. There's no hope. There is always hope. Kol Zman, there's life, there's hope. There's always a chance, there's always a second chance. And this is the lesson of Pesach Sheni. Turning to the Seder of Emma, we have two parts. First of all, the Kohanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Emma v'omarita. Now, first of all, Emma is a soft expression, of saying, as opposed to daber speak, which is a more harsh expression. Emor the omarita. And there's a very, very famous Rashi, the first Rashi in this week's Sedra, lahazhe gedolim alaktanim, to have the gedolim, the adults, warning may not be the right word here, but to educate the ktanim. Says the Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, we're talking here about the Kohanim. The Kohanim are the sons of Aaron. Aaron was an Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom. Aaron was somebody who loved peace. What greater Shalom can there be when a person does Chesed? What greater Chesed can there be when it's Chesed Shal Emes? When a person is occupied in burying the dead, when he's occupied in looking after the dead. The Kohanim were the ones, ironically, so to speak, who were not able to be metapled with the dead. They were not able to bury the dead other than their seven closest relatives and a mace mitzvah. So you might say it's in the genes of the Kohanim not to be like this. It's in the genes of the Kohanim to look after Tamei Mesim, to look after the Mesim and get themselves Tamei, because they are the sons of Aaron. That's why, says Ramesha, we need to have Emor v'Omarita. We need to have, from an early age, the soft-spoken education, not harshly daber. That won't work. But the soft-spoken education of fathers, kohanim to their children, to say, when things are going according to how the Eibishter wants you to do it, that is proper chesed. That is proper chesed shel emes. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you not to be metameh mesim, not to bury the dead, that becomes your chesed shel emes. Your chesed shel emes is not to do what is usually for other people, for Yisrael and Leviim, chesed shel emes. In other words, we realize that when we do chesed, it's got to be within the boundaries, within the gedorim of how the Eibishter set it in the world, how the Eibishter put it into the world, how the Eibishter put it for your families and your descendants. That's how it's got to be. Once you start branching out and saying, I'm doing chesed, chas v'shalom, it can come to the other use of the word chesed, which we find as regards zanus, where the Torah also uses the word chesed. Chesed is only when it comes within the parameter of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. Then it becomes chesed shel emes. This needs education from a very, very early age, especially Bnei Aaron, who were oyev shalem v'roidev shalem. And generally again, when it comes to people who are doing things for the sake of a mitzvah, they're doing things for the sake of other people, they've got to realize that sometimes when it comes to their own family and their own setup, lenefesh lo yitamo ba'amov. Yes, do things for nefesh, do things for everybody. But if your remit is not to be metameh mesim, if your remit is to stay in a certain area of kedusha, the lo yitamo ba'amov. Don't go among the people, and chas v'shalom, in case there's a situation where you might be contaminated through other people. Sometimes people in Kiruv have this problem, that they want to be mekarev of other people, and they go to different areas which is outside their comfort zone, outside their own way of dealing and speaking to people, because they feel that this is the best way for Kiruv with a certain person or a certain group of people, and they can end up with people or situations that are not to their own greatness and their own steiging in Torah and mitzvahs, and it could be a detriment to them. So be very careful. Le nefesh, yes, do for the nefesh. Do for your own nefesh and do for other people, nefoshes. But loy yitamo ba'amov. Don't go among the people to the extent that you will become tomei and you will be degraded from your own madregas and you will lose out by it. And this needs emor the omarita. This needs soft education right from an early age, that all we do, even if it's chesed, even if it's ben odom lachaveiro, it's got to become in the parameters of ben odom lamokom. Otherwise, it becomes tomei. It becomes not fit for you. So as we say, the Kohen Gadol, who is so holy, so much holier than the Kohen Hediot, that he can't even be metame himself to the seven karovim, for the seven close relatives. We have amazing words. Umina mikdosh lo yetze. He's not allowed to go out of the mikdosh. It doesn't mean that he's in the base of English 24/7. That's impossible. But it means umina mikdosh, from the central point of his life, which is mikdosh lo yetze. And even if he becomes an oine, as Rashi says, he doesn't even go after the mitah. Even in a situation where his own relative, one of his own relatives, Rachmana Litzlan, has passed away, he has to suppress all his feelings in such a grand way, in such a great way, that he becomes somebody who is totally out of Kashmir. He becomes an Ishruchni. Such a madrega we cannot impose on an ordinary Kohen. Such a madrega only gets imposed on a Kohen Gadol, for HaKohen HaGadol Meyechov, somebody who's greater than his brothers. Going through the Sedra, I'm now entering into the two short parishes before we get to the Yotnimtaifet, where the Pasuk says, Shoye oi chesed oi eis. This is Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Chof Zayin. The Torah says, an ox or a sheep or a goat who is born. Already when an animal is born from a day old, the animal is already an ox. An animal is already a sheep or a goat. Different to a human being. As regards a human being is born a baby, Gashmias, but the person grows and the person brings Ruchnis into his life and he grows and he becomes a toddler and he becomes a child and then becomes a young adult and then becomes an adult. A behema hasn't got that. A behema is shoyer oy chesev oy eiz ki yivoled. He's born an ox, born a behema, born gashmias. It's a job of a person to build on himself. Each day I'm becoming more of an ish than the day before. I'm becoming greater, I'm becoming more powerful. Ki yivoled. And that is a person who is other, different to a behema, in that he grows in ruchnias and he grows in madrega. The mitzvah is 7 days tachas imoy, ubiyoyim hashmini v'holo, yeirotze lekorban ishe l'Hashem. From the 8th day onwards, a behemoth can become a korban. And the famous question is, why is a korban only from the 8th day? Why can't you bring a korban from a behemoth a day old, 2 days old? And the answer is, because when a behemoth is 8 days old, it has definitely passed through a Shabbos. Once a behemah has passed through a Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos has come into the world when that behemah has been alive, and then it's fit to become a korban. Lahavdil elef abdolos, the same way when a baby is born, and a baby has a bris, mazel tov to Simcha, and his rebbetzin. When a baby is born and a bris takes place, the bris takes place from the 8th day on, because it has to have a Shabbos past in order for the Kedusha of Shabbos to be on the baby when the baby's alive, and then the baby can go with the Kedusha of Shabbos into the Ois Bris Kodesh, the bris of the baby, Umiyoyim Hashmini Vahola. Two psukim before Ravi, V'loy sechalalu eshem kodshi. Do not desecrate my holy name. V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Whatever we do, people look at us, people see us, people judge us, rightly or wrongly, people put us on a barometer. It is up to us, A, v'loy sechalalu, not to make a chil l'Hashem, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, to become kodesh b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Why? Because ani Hashem mekadishchem. I am Hashem who's made you holy. A person, whenever he does a mitzvah, a person should always think in his mind, even for a fleeting second, I hope with this mitzvah, a kiddush Hashem has been made. When a person makes kiddush Friday night, Shabbos morning, a person should say, when he says Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos on Friday night, when he says the words Mekadesh, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Mekadesh the Shabbos, so too I hope with my actions and my deeds and my davening and my tefillas, I have been Mekadesh Shem Hashem. And everything I do, in particular when I'm Barabim, when I'm with other people, when I'm in the crowd, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, because I want to be holy, B'soich B'nei Yisrael. A little bit of humour in our difficult time. A child's Malamed said, I've got a few questions for your child, with a colouring sheet to take home before Shabbos, to do before Shabbos. I'm going to have Pesach's bean, and I'm going to have Sfiras HaOmer, and then I'm going to have colouring sheets of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, and the father Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. And the father couldn't take this. He phoned up the Rebbe and said, "You're already planning calamity sheets for home? For Pesach Shavuos and for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Al Tiftach Peh Besotem. Why are you doing coloring sheets for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot?" And the Rebbe said, "Tata Laban, do you know the Teichen of this week's Sedra?" He wasn't doing it because he was saying that maybe we're going to be away and you're going to be home Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. No, Chas V'Shalom. We should be zeichah to be back in shul and back in school long before then. But the Teichen of the Sedra is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and of course the father ended up with a big smile. After we come to all the Yomim Tovim, after we've gone through all the Mayadim, we come to the amazing story of the Megadeth. This takes us to Perek Chof Dalad, Posuk Yud, just towards the end of the Sedra, the last big story at the end of the Sedra. The Torah tells us, this man, that doesn't say his name, he was a son of a Isha Yisraelis. He was a son of a Jewish lady, Vahu Ben Ishmitzri. He was the son of a Ben Ishmitzri. Vayinotsu Bamachaneh, there was a fight between him and the Ish Yisraeli. First of all, Chazal tell us, and Rashi brings it, who was this man? This man was a son of the Mitzri who was beating Ish Ivri Me'echov, who was beating the Jewish man, and Moshe Rabbeinu killed this Mitzri. What was the story behind it? There's a whole, the Medrash brings a whole story that the Posik tells us that the mother was called Shloimis Bas Divri. Lemate Don. And Rashi tells us about this lady, Shloimis Bas Divri. Why was she, maybe it wasn't her real name. Why was she called Shloimis? Because from the word Shalom, she kept on talking to everybody, Shalom Aleich, Shalom Aleich, Shalom Aleichem. She kept talking and talking and talking. She was greeting everybody all the time, non-stop. And then it says Bas Divri. She was speaking to everybody. It was over the top. It was too much. She was talking too much. This Mitzri got to see her. He got to hear her. And he desired her. He came to the house. He drove her husband out of the house to go and do his work, to go and do his burdens. And he spent time with this woman in the house against her will. And that's what happened. When the husband came back in the morning and he realized what had happened, and the Mitzri did not want to get into trouble to have this miser exposed, so he was beating and beating this man, the husband of Shloimis Bas Divri. Moshe Rabbeinu saw him, and Moshe Rabbeinu killed him. This man now was the result of that union, the result of that miser. He went out, and Chazal tell us an amazing thing, because the parasha before that was the parasha of lechem, of the lechem upon him. And he found out that you take flour, you make 12 challahs, 6 challahs on one row of the shulchan, 6 challahs on the second row of the shulchan. Every Shabbos is changed. It stayed on the shulchan for a whole week. As we know, the nissim, the challahs stayed fresh, and as the kohenim were taking out the challahs from the previous week, they were straight away putting in the challahs of the coming week. There was never a second when there weren't challahs on the shulchan. So he said, it is the way of a king, surely it's the way of a king, to eat hot bread each day, not to have bread 8 days old. He didn't realize, of course, of the miracle that the bread stayed fresh and warm all week. He began making fun of this mitzvah of lechem upon it. Then he took his belongings and he went and he pitched that tent in Shevet Dom. He said, my mother comes from Dom, even though my father's an Egyptian, I don't know my father, but I belong to Dom. The people of Dom had already realized what kind of person he was. They'd already realized that he was a person making fun of mitzvahs and ligleg on lechem upon him. They didn't want to have him. So they said, no, You don't belong here. It's but oisoi to the vase avoisom. It goes to the father. You don't belong here at all. Off you go. And they wouldn't have it there. What did he do? So he said, you seem to know my father. Who's my father? Oh, yeah, it's your father. Your father, he's the one who Moshe killed. Moshe killed my father? How did Moshe kill my father? Oh, Moshe killed your father. He pronounced Hashem's proper name, and that's how he killed your father. Really? You know what? I seem to know Hashem's proper name. And I'm so upset and so insulted and so disillusioned by what I saw regarding Lechem upon him. He didn't wait for any explanations. He took the name of Hashem that he knew and he cursed Hashem. And what do we see? He was put into Vayanichu Bamishma. He was put in prison. They wanted put under guard. They wanted to know, to find out what's going to happen to this Megadev. They had no idea. They didn't even know whether he's Chayv Misa or not. At the same time, there was a Mekoshesh, the one who gathered wood on Shabbos. He was definitely Chayv Misa. He was also under guard. Says Rashi an amazing thing. Says Rashi, Vayalichu, they put this Megadev alone, and they didn't put the Mekoshesh with him. Rashi doesn't say any more about it. They were not put in the same cell. They weren't put in the same cell. Sefer Ikvei Erev by Rabbi Zeal Lanka, and I actually saw it in the Sifrei Chachamim too. He says an amazing thing. He says this man wasn't sure whether he's Chayv Misa or not. The Mekoshesh was definitely Chayv Misa Chilul Shabbos. Amazing. And Bahasra. If you put the Megadev in the same cell as the Mekoshesh, he will think that he's definitely Chayv Misa, when he may not be Chayv Misa. He will be so worked up and so upset that of the pending Chayv Misa, you can't do that to a person. You can't do that to a person's feelings. Excuse me, we're talking about somebody who is Megadev Shem Hashem, but maze it. And you're worried about his feelings. You're worried that because of that, if you put him in the same cell, he might be worked up and he might be upset. Who cares? This is a Megadev. No. Even somebody who is a Megadev, even somebody who is Mekalel, he curses Shem Hashem. If he's not Roy yet to have the upset and the aggravation of knowing that he's Chayv Misa, even if it's for a short while, you don't put him in the same cell. Obviously, from here we learn feelings for other people. We go out of our way to say things or do things which may cause other people to have a worry or have a concern. Don't do it. If this applies even to the Mekalel, how much more so to each other? We have to be so careful to care about each other's feelings. What do we see at the end of the Sedra? It says, V'noso chetoi. This person had come up to Mitzrayim. This person had seen all the chasodim that the Eibishter had done. He'd seen the Makkos, he'd seen Yetzias Mitzrayim, he'd seen Kriyas Yamsuf, he'd seen the Mon, he'd seen the Be'er, he'd seen everything. He saw all the chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. And yet he still remained in a situation where he could curse Hashem's name. Such a person, this is unbelievable. Says the Torah, Vel B'nei, in Perek Chof Dalet, Posuk Tesvav, the El B'nei Yisrael Tadaber Leimu, Ish Ish Ki Kalel Eloikov, even somebody who curses Eloikov, which is Midas Hadin, a person who's had a hard life, a terrible life, or going through terrible, terrible times, we can't judge people who've been through the Holocaust, etc. Even such a person who chas v'sholem is mekalel v'noso chetoi, how much more so this person who'd been through all the chasodim and living through the wonderful time in the Midbar, how much more so he should be punished. Just finish off the last pasuk, the very last pasuk of the Sedra. Vayidaber Moshe el b'nei Yisrael, Moshe spoke to the b'nei Yisrael, they took out the mekalel, and what does it say? Vayirgemu osai even. They stoned him with oven. Singular. Stone. Why stone? When it comes to the Mekoshesh in Parshas Shlach Lecha, it says, Vayilgim Oisai Avonim. They stoned him with many stones. But when it comes to the Mekoshesh, everybody knew he was Chayiv Misa. Everybody knew he deserved to die. But there were all different mitigating circumstances. He did it to show that somebody who's Machal Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. He did it L'Shem Shemayim. Maybe he doesn't deserve it so much. They were all out to mitigate the situation. Here it was unanimous. Vayirgimu Oisai Oven. But just the last words, Uvenei Yisrael Osu, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Why do you need those words? Those words seem to be superfluous. Vayidaber Moshe El Bnei Yisrael. Moshe spoke to the Bnei Yisrael. They took out the Mekalel and they stoned him. That's all you need. No, because the Chilul Hashem that was caused by the Megadev doing what he did, and the mocking and the making fun of the Lechem upon him. You might think this schwachened, this weakened the emunah and betochen of Klal Yisrael. Oh no. Even after they heard him and they saw him and they witnessed the Vayirgmoise Oven Uvenei Yisrael, also they did everything with exactly the same emunah and betochen kashet siva Hashem es Moshe, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe. May we be zoicha that with our emunah and betochen completely intact and completely strong, we will be able to turn around and say, Lomo Nigora, why are we left out of being in our shuls and being in our bote midrashim and being in our schools? May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring it all back to us, and we'll be zoicha for Hoshei v'shavoida l'dvir b'yisecho. We'll be able to bring Korban Pesach v'noik al shom min hazvachim u'min hapsachim b'mheir av yomeinu, amen.
Thank you so much.
Lovely to hear.
Thank you,
Rabbi Moshe. Thank you very, very much, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Simcha, for organizing everything.
Thanks, MD, as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody.
You too.
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a lovely Shabbos.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, what happened to VE Day, Ramosha?
Oh! Yes, I forgot about VE Day. Right. We have to be thankful to this country. We have to be thankful. The whole world was about to capitulate to Yimach Shemai. The whole world was about to give in to him. And we stood alone. Churchill with his speeches every night. We shall fight on the hills. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall never surrender. This was a special shlichus from the Eibushter. The Eibushter gave us an amazing miracle. We have no idea the miracles that took place from the years 1940 when the whole world capitulated. And the Eibushter sent us this man who just every single night on the radio, on the wireless, was talking and talking and talking. We're not going to give in. We're not going to surrender. And because of that, we're zoicha to be here today, having started your day the Torah way. So therefore, we have to be so grateful and so thankful to the Eibushter for giving us these people at the right time who geared us to victory, to VE Day on the 8th of May. And they will be zoicha to only Yeshua's, only...
VE Day is the whole procedure, isn't it?
Sorry?
Sorry, you're not muted, that's all. Carry on.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say about VE Day, that to appreciate what the Eibushter did for us, to send us a shliach at the right time, and send us a shlichus at the right time, and we were able. Only 22 miles of water separated us from a country which unfortunately had been defeated by Nazi Germany. 22 miles of water. It could have been so easy, and it would have been so easy for him to come and to come over and take us all, and then of course we wouldn't be sitting here today, Torah way. We have to be so grateful to give our thanks. VE Day, say a special thank you, 75 years, three quarters of a century. How much Torah has grown since then, how much Gedulah has grown since then around the world, Yiddishkeit. And for this, we have to be so, so grateful. Noida lecha unesape tehilosecha.
Sure, sure.
Oh yeah, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much, sir.
Poptia.
Thank you very much. Good Shabbos, everyone.
Good Shabbos, everybody. Thank you very much.
is